Oh, good Lord Almighty. I hope all of you are having a great day. This episode is brought to you by any allergy medicine that can quit this. Oh, God, it's pretty bad, guys. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, how are y'all doing? Hopefully, everybody's doing fantabulously. I have started my last weekday of spring break because weekends don't count, right? We always get weekends off. I hope, at least as a teacher, as an elementary teacher, I now have weekends off, yay me. And I just got out of a CrossFit class. It is 10 o'clock. I spent almost 30 minutes relaxing because it was a freaking wipeout of a workout. And not only that, but I get told yesterday, oh, I thought we're going to leave in the afternoon. My husband's like, no, we're leaving at noon. Okay. I got to get a workout in. So I have to go to 8:30 class and then my allergies kick in. And then as soon as I finish my workout, my asthma kicks in. It's like, oh, fabulous. But you know what the upside is, guys? There's a light at the end of the tunnel because it is beautiful weather today. It is awesome, fantabulous weather today. Like it is like a cool breeze. It's cloudy. It's a little... It's actually more of a chilly breeze, and it's like, oh, it's just like heaven. It feels great. You have no idea. And if you guys are from a hot state, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When it finally does get a little cool, and you get that cool breeze just hitting you, just gently across your face, you're just like, oh, it feels like heaven. Oh, it's just great. Anyway, so it should be warming up here in South Texas, guys. I am from South Texas. This is your girl JoJo hitting you up with another chit chat, road trip chatting with your girl JoJo. And if I sound a little bit like out of breath, it's not because I'm still like wound up from my workout. It's because my asthma is kicking in and I did not take, I don't even know if I have my inhaler. Do I have an inhaler in here? Do I have one? Do I? Yay, I do. Yeah, so, I developed asthma actually as an adult, which is, according to the doctor, it's not like non-existent, but it's very unusual. But I did develop asthma as an adult, and it started off with, oh, I was just sick. You got bronchitis. Okay, you got bronchitis again. Okay, you have something called chronic bronchitis. Okay, so take this, take that. You're going to get a steroid shot, blah, 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 blah. And then the doctor's like, you know what? This is enough. I'm going to just label you what it is. You have mild asthma. So it doesn't flare up all the time. It is a pain in the ass when it does flare up. And when kids, which really annoys me, like when I used to teach middle school, but kids in elementary do it too. They're like, oh my God, they're just whining. They're like, well, it's because I have asthma. I'm like, I have asthma. And they look at me like, what? And I reach into my purse and I show them my inhaler. I'm like, look, I have asthma. What is your excuse? Well, it's because it's hard for me to breathe. I was like, you're talking just fine. I said, you're not having trouble breathing. You're not coughing up a sore. I know the symptoms. Well, it's because it's really bad. I said, if it was really bad today, you would be on a nebulizer. And they look at me like, you know what that is? I'm telling you, I have asthma. I know what it is. So for all you asthma sufferers, I feel your pain. That's because I have mild asthma, guys. So like right now, I'm like, it feels like I'm out of breath. Like if I've been running like a lot, thank God my body doesn't feel that tired, but it's like my lungs feel like they can't, they literally can't, guys. If you've never had asthma, thank God you never had it. Cause people usually outgrow it by the time they get into their teens. Most people do. And it just feels like you can't take a deep breath. Like there's a pressure on your chest. And then when it really acts up, it's like scary. Like if you panic, it's over. You will hyperventilate and you will pass out. I'm telling you, because you have to stay calm. There's been a couple of times where I've had a couple of asthma attacks, and one in particular was like really, I never experienced one ever before this date, and this one had just been diagnosed as mild asthmatic, and because my allergies, and anyways, we're not going to get to that subject. So my sister, there's a carpet at my mom's house. She used to have an area rug, and she was putting powder on it so she could, the smell could go into the air, you know, smell good. And she had a dog, so she, not that the house smelled at all like dog, because it didn't. I'm not nose blind to that. And she was spraying it out, and it was a pet odor controller just in case, and it smelled really good. But then she poured it on there. I was fine. And I had this like really weird itch in my nose. I'm like, okay. And then when she started vacuuming and the fumes are going in the air, oh my God. I was like, what did you put on that? She's like, what? I just put this pet odor thing. And I was like, open the door. She's like, what? I was like, you need to stop vacuuming right now. So I open the door, I yank it open. I put my face sticking out in the wind. She's like, what is wrong with you? Like, she wasn't getting mad. She was like freaking out. And I was like, I can't breathe. And I was like trying to stay calm. And she's like, are you okay? I said, no. I said, I don't know what is in that powder, but it made my, like, I had a total asthma attack, like anxiety and asthma attack at the same time. It was crazy. And it's just the most horrible feeling. Like, I could not breathe. Like, it was disgusting. Like, and I'm like, oh, open your mouth and just take a deep breath. No, like, I was physically incapable of breathing because of whatever was in it. It's horrible. Anyways, that's like an allergic reaction with asthma. It's like, it's crazy. So, hold on. If y'all will permit me a couple of seconds. There's one. And I know I'm going to be shaky after this. That's the only bad part about using this. I don't even know which one. This is a red one. Good. Because I have a blue one and a red one. I didn't take my blue one this morning. That's why I have to use my red one. And there's two. Yeah, I feel like my husband's like, looks like you're taking drugs. I'm like, I am taking drugs. And he looks at me. I'm like, illegal drugs. Legal, not illegal drugs. And he was like, that face he made was hilarious. Anyway. So I just finished my workout. And I was just thinking, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's already over 40 because we graduated together and I graduated early. Therefore, she is older than me automatically, because if I'm about to turn 40, she's already been 40. She's probably 41 already. So she was telling me, yeah, I know how you feel. And we're in the same boat. We're trying to get fit. We're older moms. She has older kids, though. I mean, her kids are in middle school already. Mine's a 3-year-old. And I just told her, you know, I feel like I'm starting at square one. Actually, it's worse. And she's like, you know what? I went at 5 a.m., which I don't know how she does it. She goes at 5 a.m. And she's like, I'll go again at 8:30. I said, you don't have to do that. So she showed up for me. She's like, no, I'm going to get a better score, because we did this workout called the Open. This is the fourth Open workout, and they have one every year, 19.4 today. And then on next week, we have our last workout, 19.5. So anyway, and she showed up. She worked out with me. She's like, you did awesome. I said, I'm so tired. She goes, you did great. She's like, you got more reps than I did. And I did the workout twice. And she goes, you did a heavier weight. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't see the positivity of it. And it's kind of annoying to me at times, because it's like, I should see the positive signs about this, because it's a good thing. But all I see is I'm not as good as this. And I should just revel and soak and marinate myself in the good things, you know? And I always tell my students, did you do better? Well, I didn't do that much better. Did you do better? Did you do a smidge better than you did before? And they're like, yes. Then you should feel better about yourself. I said, you'll get better and better and better and better every day. But everything starts with small steps. So I should heed my own advice, don't you think? Take my own advice. Just roll with the punches. And not delve in the, ugh, look at all this fat on my body. Look at everything we got to do, you know, and everything. Oh, well, it's just like, I need to focus on it. So anyways, that's where I'm coming from. And I just passed the constable, which is very suspicious, because he's like stopping in the middle of the street and then he puts his blinker going super slow. Anyways, totally sidetracking. So anyways, the point of my conversation today is I'm getting back at it and I'm feeling a little discouraged, but then at the same time, like I just said, I need to heed my own advice and just think of the positive. So that's that portion of it. My fitness adventure, I had told you some time ago, I had left it, and I was feeling so depressed about not being at it. So I decided, hey, I'm going to bite the bullet and just keep at it. So anyway, I've been listening to this podcast by two comedians. It is hilarious. It is a parent broadcast. It's based on the mom's point of view, and it's called Take It or Leave It. And Meredith and Tiffany are the hostesses, and they are freaking hilarious. Very realistic, real life. And they're talking about how many kids they got. One's got 3, and I think the other one has 3 as well. And I'm like, I only have 1. And I feel overwhelmed. Oh my God. But these ladies are stay-at-home moms, and it's just like, oh my dear God, how do they do it? Because I feel overwhelmed, but I think it's because I have a full-time job, then I have a full-time mom job, and then I have a side business. It's like, it's crazy for me. It's like ludicrous. But like, oh my God, you guys got to listen to it. And this is a total plug for them. I'm going to be honest. It's a complete plug in for them. It's called Take It or Leave It. It is available, I believe they said Google Play and iTunes, but I'm listening to it on Spotify. So it's like, talk about a multi-advertisement right there. I'm an even Steven kind of gal. I give everybody props. If I listen to it, I'm telling you, all about being honest. And I'm just talking to you guys in my car, road trip chatting. I was going to change the format of this and be a little bit more like, oh, go into my room and go to my office and do the layout and stuff like that. And I'm going to. I think I will. But for right now, we're doing road trip chatting. And it's just nothing like a road trip. And you just literally talk about everything and anything under the sun. Pretend like you're on a road trip with me, guys. That's why you're here. Road trip chatting with your girl, JoJo. And before I sign out, I want to let y'all know that my daughter loves watching Ryan on YouTube. She likes watching Sean something, and then the other ones with the family. She was watching all those kids and families that are on YouTube, and we decided to start a blog for my daughter on the YouTube channel, and we called it Ale's Fun World. We just made 3 episodes, and my husband did it. He's doing the editing. He wants me to do the filming because he goes, you do it really well. You guide her. You do this. I'm like, okay. He goes, we need to do this. We need to do a script. I'm like, I know what we need to do, but you're just telling me to videotape every day. So this weekend is going to be our first scripted adventure in doing that. We are on the road in a few hours to go see my in-laws. So wish us luck on that. Hopefully that'll be a great adventure for her, great adventure for us. And just because she likes it. And my side business is still going on. I'm going to do this. It's going to be great. So I will catch you later. I will probably be getting on again and sending you another episode of Road Trip Chatting with your girl JoJo with me and my hubby and my little one. So it's going to be a little family adventure for you guys. So we will catch you then. Have a great one. Hopefully y'all are doing fabulous. Don't forget to hit me up. Twitter, Facebook, and Gmail. Your girl JoJo5. That's URGIRL. And obviously girl, and then JoJo, JoJo, and the number 5, your girl JoJo5, Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, Anchor. Drop me a message, guys. We'll catch you next time. Remember to smile. It looks great on you, and we'll catch you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.